7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
It's Sunday morning, and we are here to motivate you to get out in that yard, get it cleaned. And if you've been feeding the birds all winter, maybe a good idea that new varieties of birds are coming to your house, that you get that bird feeder clean, and give you some tips on getting the best birds in your yard. We have CN from Wild Delight joining us this morning, and what a cheerful voice she has. Good morning, CN.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. Are the birds beginning to show different varieties as they're arriving to Pennsylvania? I know you're south of me in Maine, so you've got to have a lot more birds than I do at this point.
Let me tell you, we are entering into a very exciting time of the year. All the migratory birds are going to start coming back. I can even hear a change in their songs that they're singing out there. I've got a house wren that has staked his claim on my property, and he is just belting out a song like there's no tomorrow. So, yeah, I'm so looking forward to this time of the year. Get your binoculars out, because they are coming. You know, it's getting warmer. So, yes, get outside, clean up underneath your feeders, clean your feeders, get ready, because you're going to have some new visitors in the next few weeks.
Now, what's the best way to clean a bird feeder, whether it's wood or plastic or metal?
There's been a lot of debate out there whether to use, you know, different types of, dish soaps and bleach and stuff. You know, if you're going to use a dish soap, find one that's, you know, unscented and very mild. I'm not a fan of bleach, you know, because it feels like it leaves a residue. So you really, really have to make sure you rinse it like crazy. I prefer using hot water and white vinegar. It's a disinfectant, it'll clean, and it rinses very well, and it's not toxic to the birds. So I usually use that.
Exactly. Okay, and now, with the birds arriving, be a good idea to clean out the birdhouse itself, right?
Oh, absolutely. Hopefully people are doing that right now, because they're coming. And that's why they've got the different songs, they're looking to attract mates, and they're going to be staking up a claim on a bird box or a particular bush or shrub. So, yeah, let's get ready for them. You can easily put out different types of straw and threads and stuff for them to use for nesting. I usually, because I have a German Shepherd, and he's, you know, getting rid of his winter coat right now, I brush him real good, and I put clumps of his hair out there, and the birds love it.
Yeah, they actually do. And my wife, what she does at this time of the year when we start to notice the birds coming, she has some a bag of old yarn. And
there you go.
She'll have me hold my hands about a foot apart, and she'll unroll the ball of yarn, and then she'll cut it in 12-inch pieces, scatter it near the bird feeder, and the birds, within the day, it's all gone.
Yeah, you could do that. Or if you're worried about it blowing away, you can actually take an old, like, suet cage holder and pile it up in there and close it and hang it so it doesn't get blown away or rained on or, you know, disappear, so the birds can pull it out of the suet holder.
Oh, that's a great idea. Now, the birds are that are coming here. What's the best type of food that you would recommend that we use now with these birds? Because they're going to be tired. They're flying great distances. They're moving north. The temperatures are colder. What blends of bird food would you recommend that Wild Delight has at this time of the year?
Well, what's nice about our mixes is that we do start off with sunflower as our base. And you know that's the number one preferred seed by the widest variety of birds. It's nice and high in nutrients and fat. So I usually like to use, I use our fruit and berry, because that's got apples, raisins, cranberries, juniper berries, and cherries in it. For the birds that like a little bit of fruit, I get my grosbeaks on that. So that's a nice mix. My other feeders, I make sure I put in our nut and berry. So that's got a little bit of nutmeg, a little bit of fruit, and lots of sunflower. And then, of course, I have a separate feeder for my woodpeckers that I put our woodpecker mix in. So I have a variety of feeders out there and offer them as much as they want.
Now, the other day you sent me a package, and I was thrilled, of a bird seed block. So instead of a suet block, it looks like different types of bird food that you've gelled together that you can hang from a wire or from a bird feeder, and the birds can land on it and pull the individual seeds out. And I'll tell you, Stan, I hung that out there, and within hours, they were on that bird seed brick like crazy, pulling that seed out. Can you tell our listeners about this new product that you have?
It's our outdoor food block, and yeah, it's wonderful. It's different than you know, a lot of your seed bells that are out there. You know, you get a heavy rain, they kind of disintegrate and fall all over the place. This really stands up to the weather, so it's a nice block because it's all handmade. These are not run through machines, and we take our mix, and you know, if it's our nut and berry block, it's our nut and berry mix. We mix it with different gelatins and stuff, and we create a mixture that is hand packed into a form, and then it's baked. And what's really nice is it has its own little holder, so you don't really need to buy a separate holder for it. You can just hang it out. And what's cool is as the birds eat away at it, it exposes little plastic perches, so no matter how small it gets, they can still land on it and feed. Oh yeah, it'll last for days out there. My birds go crazy on it.
Yeah, and I, you know what I was thinking when I put it out there? It's a way for the first time person who's feeding the birds and they're not quite sure what's going to happen and they don't want to spend a lot of money on a bird feeder and get nothing. This is a way that they can start, attract the birds, and once the birds come to the bird seed block or brick, then they can buy a feeder, and then they can buy the loose bird food to put in there. But it really is something very unique. I've never seen anything like it other than that bell, and you're right. During the month of April, where it rains a lot, it absorbs the water like a sponge. It falls apart. It's all over the ground. And the next thing you know, the squirrels are eating all of the bird seed. And your block stayed together, and the birds had a ball with it.
Right. It's just a different feeding option. I mean, we have a woodpecker block that, you know, my woodpeckers just lose their minds on it. And it takes them a while to peck away and eat at it. So it's a nice way to get them to really stop, and you can watch them better.
Yeah, and you can hang it from a wire. You can attach it to an existing bird feeder, a pole.
Absolutely.
And, I One of the blocks that you sent me had a lot of the black oil seed in it.
Mm-hmm.
And the birds were going crazy. I mean, and at this time of the year, you know, you get a nice morning, you've got the windows open, and you can hear the birds singing. So that really motivates you. And the birds are here, so let's get them fed.
Absolutely. I am so ready for this spring. I'm excited because I already hear the peepers out, and so it's coming. It's coming. I've checked the website on the hummingbirds. One was spotted in South Jersey on April 5th. So they're coming.
Wow. They are coming. Now, when should we put out hummingbird feeders? That's probably not till May, is it?
Oh, no, no. Watch up. Definitely check out there's a website, hummingbirds.net. Check it out because, you know, they move with the weather. So if it gets warm, they move further north, you know, sooner. I mean, in Jersey, it's usually tax day, rule of thumb. But if there's one already spotted in South Jersey, I think I might put at least one feeder out today just because you want to catch them before they move through. Because if they move, you know, come to your yard, find no food, they're going to keep going because they need to eat.
Okay. Exactly. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, most of us have put the bird bath away for the year because of the winter months and didn't want it to crack or break. And CN will tell us how to get that bird bath ready so that we'll have water for when those birds arrive in your backyard. And a garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Hi, this is Paul Largay of Largay Travel, and I'm so pleased to be working with the Paul Parent Garden Club and your traveling hosts, Paul and Chris Parent. This year's trip, August 7th through the 19th, offers a magical discovery of Alaska, Vancouver Island, and Denali National Park. It's the perfect combination of a cruise and land-based adventure. You'll visit Bouchard Garden, enjoy a 7-night inside passage cruise past the pristine wilderness in Alaskan frontier town, and witness the abundant wildlife and beauty of Denali Park. This memorable trip offers something for everyone and provides exceptional value for your travel dollar. So please join Paul and Chris Parent as they explore Alaska. Don't be left behind. For specific details and availability, please visit the Paul Parent Garden Club website or call Largay Travel at 1-800-322-9481. That's 1-800-322-9481. See you on board.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Sunday, and you're listening to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The birds are beginning to move north, and hopefully where you live, you're beginning to see the birds that have been gone all winter. We're talking with CN from Wild Delight, and she's telling us clean those bird feeders to, you know, get them ready for the new season. Clean out the birdhouse. Get them ready for nesting. Now, the bird bath, we can start bringing those out, adding fresh water, and that will help a great deal to attract the birds to your yard. Will it, CN?
Oh, absolutely. Birds need water. And, I mean, during the winter, I have two heated bird baths, so I have water out there all the time. But today I'm actually going to go out and swap out my heated bird baths for the regular ones. So I got to do a quick little clean on my regular one, get it ready. And usually I use hot water and white vinegar. And I've got a scrub brush just for it. And so I pour some of the mixture in, scrub it out, dump it, rinse, you know, do it again. And then I rinse it with clean water and get it on out there. Because they're going to be thirsty and hungry. And plus they like to bathe. Birds need to keep their feathers clean.
Yeah, they do.
So they're always bathing and preening and stuff, because if they've got dirty feathers, they can't fly too well. And it also helps with, you know,
I know
insulation
when my dad,
and stuff. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I know when my dad was alive, what he would do is he would have lunch between 12 and 12:30 every single day after he retired, and before he sat down for lunch, he would get into the routine of heating up some hot water, going outside, adding it to the existing bird bath, and it would change that temperature probably 15 or 20 degrees. He put his hand in it to make sure it wasn't too hot, go back inside, and he would eat dinner, and the birds knew that he had added the warm water, and he said he had more fun. They were splashing. He says it was like being at the beach with the kids, but it was the birds having a ball.
Absolutely. You know, birds get to know you. They get to recognize what you're doing, whether you're filling the feeder or filling the bird bath, and they watch for you. I mean, my mother used to take a container of peanuts outside, and she'd shake it, and she would have a blue jay come down for, you know, for her to feed peanuts to. They know.
That, yeah, it really does make it fun. Now, at this time of the year, we're talking a lot of these birds that are coming up there, and they're, you know, they're used to a warmer climate. We still are going to have some nice cold days. It's 32 degrees at my house in Maine right now, so it's still cold.
Right.
So sunflower is the number one seed that will help them to keep that body fat, you were saying?
Oh, yeah, they need it to burn. Birds need to eat their weight in food every day just to keep that high metabolism going so that they can stay warm. So, yes, yeah, sunflower
okay.
is number
now,
one.
Sunflower is number one. Now, tell us about the website and how people can go to your website and they can get a lot of information about the new birds that are coming into their area.
www.wilddelight.com. Check it out. It'll even help you find your local retailer that carries wild bird products.
And there's a great encyclopedia with pictures of the birds and information about the birds and the foods that they like and where they like to nest, which I think is wonderful.
Absolutely. We're the bird people. It's more than just it's a hobby. You know, we get so much joy out of it. And there's nothing like, you know, working all week, coming home and spending your weekend and spending time outside, just watching the birds at the feeders enjoying themselves. It's very relaxing.
Yep. And now that the weather is getting nicer, we're going to be opening up our windows.
Oh,
we're
yes.
going to be listening to the music that they're going to make for us. So if we can get them to come to our home, make our yard their home, you'll enjoy the songs in the early morning as the sun rises. And to me, there's nothing more beautiful than being woken up by the birds singing. And I can't wait until
Absolutely.
It becomes more frequent.
Absolutely.
CN, thank you so much for joining us. And again, folks, go to your local nursery garden center, pick up some Wild Delight, and the Wild Delight will delight you with the birds that will give your yard music.
Ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Bonnie knows when you plant something, it keeps on giving. Growing from friend to neighbor to community. Generations of gardeners have trusted Bonnie for fresh, healthy vegetable and herb plants. Rely on Bonnie for quality plants, help, and support. Bonnie, gardening with you since 1918. BonniePlants.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
It's Sunday, and we are here to get you motivated to get in your yard. It's April. Hopefully the snow is all gone where you live. And as we have been talking about today, it's time to make your list. Start with the lawn. Start with the garden. And check them off as you do them. The other thing I want you to do is start your lawn mower. Start your rototiller, because before you know it, the grass is going to be growing, and if the lawnmower isn't running properly and you wait till the last minute, they're going to be really, really busy, and it could be a couple of weeks or more before they can get to your lawnmower. So start it up, change the oil, sharpen the blade. And that way, when your lawn needs to be mowed, you'll be ready to go. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Barbara from Mass with a question about butterfly bushes.
Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Barbara from Mass with a question about butterfly bushes.
Barbara, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Hi, Barbara. How can we help you with the garden today?
Okay. I have a butterfly bush that I want to transplant, and I want to know when I should do that. And I have a bleeding heart that I want to transplant. It's too close. That one's
okay.
Especially too close to a building.
Yeah, the bleeding heart, wait till it's up about an inch or two so that you know where all of the new shoots are. Because in some areas, the bleeding heart still haven't poked through the ground. So as soon as they're up an inch, dig it up as a one big clump. And if it's an old plant and really mature, because it's only an inch or two in height, after you dig it, you could split it in two and make two plants instead of one. So, again, wait until you get a little bit of height. That way you know exactly where you are. And use a shovel or a pitchfork and get down to the entire depth of the shovel or the pitchfork. In the new hole, add some compost, animal manure, blend it in well, and plant it just like it's a brand new plant. Get some dynamite, time-release fertilizer at your local garden center, and if they don't have it, they can get it for you. And that one application will feed that bleeding heart for the entire year. Now, burning bush or fire bush, that
butterfly
should be
bush.
Dug anytime that the ground has cleared of all of the frost. Some of the big commercial nurseries are already digging. They're sending plant material, trees and shrubs to your local nursery and garden center. So if you have a nice day, the frost is out of the ground, and you want to move it, go ahead and do it now. And again, condition the soil, prepare it properly, keep it wet. Now, how big is this plant? Like 3 feet by 3 feet, or is it larger?
Larger.
It's larger.
It's a
okay.
It's a butterfly bush, and it's a butterfly bush.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Then what I would do, get as large of a root ball as possible. So, here's a tip for you. If you're going to dig it today, what I want you to do is, if your ground is dry, go out there with a bucket or the hose and slowly wet the soil around the plant so that the moisture will hold the root ball together and it won't crumble and fall apart. Okay, give it a good hour. The roots will soak up all of that moisture. The soil will gel together with the moisture and get as large of a root ball as you can handle. I want you to cut back the butterfly bush by a third. And that will help to compensate for not being able to get all of the roots that are in the ground, and it will balance itself and will have an easier chance in that move. But butterfly bush and any of the shrubbery that you want to move, as soon as the frost is out of the ground, it's time. So rhododendrons, hollies, azaleas, boxwood, hydrangea, if you want to move them, they can be done from now until they leaf out. And if you can move the plant before the buds swell and start to show green and foliage, the transplanting is going to be a lot easier and the plant will be in a lot less stress if it's done while it's still dormant. So if today is your day, get out there, get it moved, prune it back, give it a nice shape, and check. You know, you probably had some dieback on that plant during the winter. So take your fingernail, scratch the branch, and if there's brown underneath the bark, then that branch is dead. If there's green, it's still alive. So start by removing all of the dead wood on your plant. And you can either do that pruning before you move it or after. And then just keep it wet, feed it, and you'll be ready to go. But, you know, it's April. It's time to get out in the yard. And if the frost is gone where you live, let's get out there and take advantage of the nice weather that's cool. Because I'll tell you, once we get to May, you have the vegetable garden to be planted, the annuals, the window boxes, containers. I mean, you're going absolutely crazy. So moving of plants like that, now is that time. Great question, and very timely, and I appreciate that.
Thank
Tom,
you very much, Paul.
Who's up next? Thank you. We appreciate it.
Next up, Paul, we've got
Tom,
George from New Hampshire with a question about crabgrass.
George?
Hello, Paul.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. Hi.
Thanks for taking my call. I have some damage to my lawn that I wanted to reseed, and I'm also, of course, needing to put crabgrass preventer down. So I wanted to talk about the timing and in which sequence I should do that.
Okay. April is a good time to start a new lawn. You want to get it in and take advantage of the ground slowly warming up. You want to take advantage of the normally in April, early May, we get rain, and that's the secret. If you can keep the ground wet, then your seed is going to germinate better. Now, what you need to do is this. Clean up the areas where you need to replant. And you can buy a seed starter for new seeding. And if you go down to your local garden center, Boneide Lawn and Garden has a lawn seed starter that will allow you to plant grass seed. And Jonathan Green has a seed starter with crabgrass preventer. And it's the newest technology. It's called a smart fertilizer because it knows that the grass seed that you're putting down is good and crabgrass and dandelion seeds are bad. If you take a regular crabgrass preventer, it will kill all of the grass seed that you put down. So make sure that you say to them, okay, I'm planting grass seed. I've had crabgrass in the past, so I need the new smart crabgrass preventer that will allow me to seed. Now, the other thing that you want to do is when you get to the garden center, tell them what the area looks like. Is it sunny? Is it shady? Is it half and half? Is it an area that your kids are going to be playing on all day, so you've got a lot of heavy traffic? And then they'll help you to select the right seed. If you live in an area, for example, where you have a sandy soil, then you want a blend that has fescue. And Jonathan Green has something called Black Beauty. And Black Beauty will grow a root 18 to 24 inches deep. And then during the heat of summer, it's less likely to turn brown. Boneide also has a fescue blend like this, and they are absolutely wonderful. Now, when you put in a new lawn from scratch or you're filling in big areas, double the amount of seed that the package calls for. That's the only time I recommend that you double. So you scratch up the ground, put down your grass seed. If you've had moss, put down that turbo lime. And then scratch it in lightly by taking a bamboo rake, turning it upside down, and combing it so that you cover the seed. Then apply your fertilizer and crabgrass preventer after you have put the seed. So everything can be done at the same day. So maybe your first step is to get the site ready on a day like today. Get it all prepped, ready to go. And then next weekend, you can put your seed, your lime products, and your crabgrass preventer. It just depends on how much time and how large your particular area is.
Thanks very much for the advice, Paul.
Thank you, and you have a wonderful weekend. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Betty from Pennsylvania with a question about spruce tree.
Betty,
hello.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club, and how can we help you with the spruce tree today?
Yeah, well, we planted like four or five little spruce trees. I think they're spruce. The needles are about an inch long, and one of them is turning brown in spots. Can I save the tree? What can I put on to save it?
Okay. Now, when did you plant these trees, Betty?
About 3 years ago. And there four feet apart.
Okay. And now, how much of the tree has brown? Is it just here and there?
Here and there.
Uh-huh. Okay. What I would do, Betty, at this point is I wouldn't prune anything. I would feed them. Go to your local garden center or nursery. Pick up either Holly Tone, made by Espomer, or Dr. Earth Evergreen Fertilizer. Both are organic. Feed them. Now let's wait and see how much...
The sounds of a bygone era. What was once commonplace is now outdated. Kind of like most lawn care programs. Many of them merely treat issues like crabgrass and dandelions rather than treating what's causing them in the first place. Jonathan Green Lawn Care Solutions go beyond the surface to get to the root of the problem, the soil. Jonathan Green products create ideal soil conditions that allow grass plants to thrive. Jonathan Green calls it the new American lawn. With a powerful combination of organic lawn fertilizers and Black Beauty grass seeds, you'll be on your way to growing a thick, healthy lawn. It's a more sensible and natural solution with real results. Take the right approach to a better lawn. The New American Lawn by Jonathan Green. Visit newamericanlawn.com to learn more and get your free New American Lawn Guide. That's newamericanlawn.com.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. They will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
What do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday, and we're trying to get you motivated so that you can get out in that yard, take advantage of the nice weather, and begin the gardening process. There's nothing more rewarding than seeing things happen. So while the weather is cool, before everything explodes, let's get out in the yard. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Dorothy from New Hampshire with a question about moss.
Dorothy, how can we help you with your moss today? Tell me.
I totally misspoke there. It's Barbara.
Barbara, I'm sorry. Hi, Barbara. How can we help you with the moss?
We have a couple of crabapple trees or cherry trees. I'm not exactly sure what they are, but they have beautiful purple blossoms in the spring. And they have developed some type of a green moss that's actually hard up the trunk and the branches. One of the trees is full of little holes. And we'd like to try and save the trees, but don't know what to do.
Okay. Is the moss growing all the way around the branches and the stem, or is it just on one side of the tree?
It's all around. It's not really a moss. It looks like that color.
Okay, because usually trees will have like a green moss on the north side of the plant where it gets shade, and 9 out of 10 times it's not bothering the plant. Have you noticed that in the past has less foliage or is less productive, flowering or producing fruit less?
No, it's not.
Okay, then I would not be concerned.
Okay.
Because that green moss is using the trunk of the tree to grow on for support. It's not growing into it. It's just living on it. And it's nothing to be concerned about. And you should be okay. What I would do is fertilize them. Get a good organic plant food like Plant Tone or Dr. Earth. For flowering or fruiting trees, and get that in the ground now. That way, as the plant wakes up, the moisture and the energy moves from the roots to the flower buds. There'll be lots of food in the ground. It will create flowers that will be larger, brighter in color, longer lasting, and it will stimulate the plant to grow even more. Now, the other thing I want you to think about when you're doing this, look at the shape of your plant. And now may be the time to do a little bit of selective pruning on a tree that doesn't flower. So if the tree is growing, it's sparse, it seems to be growing straight up in the air, cut it back a little bit to remove the terminal buds. And if you remove the terminal buds, it will stimulate the side buds on the branches to wake up, to start to grow, and your trees will become thicker, fuller. They'll produce a lot more branches, and you're going to have a tree that in the long run is going to be either a better shade tree, a better flowering tree. It will be stronger because by slowing the upward growth, it allows the branches to become thicker in diameter. And the end result is, if you get a heavy wet snow, there's less winter damage on it. So some pruning, some feeding, and don't worry about the moss. For example, if you were to drive to Cape Cod or you live near the ocean, you're going to see that the plants there have that. Same problem, and it's caused by the moisture coming in from the ocean. If you live near a lake, you're going to have that same thing. It's caused by the humidity and the moisture that's in that particular area, and it will work well for you. So,
okay, in
you
some
give that
places
try.
It looks like the bark is kind of peeling on the tree.
Yeah. I mean, you will get some natural flaking of the bark.
Okay.
But what I want you to do is to see where the bark is peeling. Look and see if it's on the southwest side, which is where the sun sets. And if the bark is peeling or the trunk is cracking, that's called sun scald, and it's caused by the winter. And most of the time, that will heal over.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.